I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. War is at Lebanon's gates. Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah have been engaged in cross-border warfare in parallel with the Gaza war. Late Tuesday, Israel hacked thousands of pagers used by Hezbollah, which exploded in Lebanon. And with that, Israel will now open the Lebanese front of the war. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says,
"We have a church in entire Lebanon, even though there's been all kinds of, you know, shelling and missile attacks since October. We have continued to hold worship services, but that is all in doubt right now."
Pray for boldness and open hearts.
Pray that people would put more of their hope into Christ, and that we would hear decades from now that the Lord used these events to bring many people into his kingdom.
And what makes churches led by the deaf for the deaf rare today? Rob Myers with Door International shares three challenges. The first is that people don't always view deaf communities as minority languages, people groups with their own distinct cultures. But this approach is essential for effective gospel ministry. A second challenge is a lack of Bible translation into different sign languages. And a third challenge is stigma, even with the church.
In some places where we've recognized deaf communities as minority languages, then the way that we approach deaf ministry is the way that we approach ministry in other minority languages. We want to train up leaders to reach their own communities. We want to do Bible translation.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.